CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snow Cell Ano Ebier. The Cameroon government today had an emergency cabinet meeting to examine the sociopolitical situation in the country and an eventual response to the extension of the terms of office of elected officials. Campaigns officially begin tomorrow for the election of 160 people into the Cameroon Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Crafts come July 23. The phenomenon of the organization of special classes to prepare candidates for different competitive entrance examinations into professional schools has intensified in Yaoundé and other towns. The 7 p.m. in-depth segment will investigate the growing practice. A court in Kenya has awarded 10 million shillings as compensation to the widow of a Pakistani journalist who was shot and killed by police at the roadblock nearly 2 years ago. Those were the main points. Now the news in full. The bill to ratify the ordinance of June 20 to amend and supplement some provisions of the finance law of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2024 financial year has been adopted by members of the National Assembly. The bill was adopted after a general debate chaired by Deputy Speaker Honorable Théophile Baorom in the presence of Finance Minister Louis-Paul Motazé and his close aides. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batetato Ekwe reports.
On behalf of the Committee on Finance and the Budget, Honorable Ndongo Etemed Guard, General Rapporteur, presented the report on the substantive study of the bill earlier entrusted to him and his peers. Then ensued a series of questions from MPs to the Minister of Finance on the ordinance under review. All the seven members of the National Assembly who intervened during the general debate pondered on the increase in stamp duty on national identity cards from 2,800 CFA francs to 10,000. They argued that the increase is excessively high when compared to the purchasing power of the population, especially those in the rural areas.
So we must bring people here to sign contract with them so that they should produce ID card. Can we not train some Cameroonians, even two or three, who will come back and train the other ones and will carry on these things? If we don't come out of this colonial master's mentality, we are in trouble.
To this concern, the Minister of Finance indicated that it is a one-stop shop that reduces several bottlenecks in the process, and that the public-private partnership will allow for the foreign service provider to bear the brunt of all the charges involved for the documents, which will henceforth be delivered in 48 hours. The ordinance adopted by the members of parliament substantially amends the general budget of the initial finance law, which has increased from 6,740.1 billion CFA francs to 7,278.1 billion, representing an increase of 538 billion in absolute terms and 8% in relative terms. The ordinance comes in the wake of adjustments to major components of public fiscal balance as a result of trends in the economic situation, the introduction of new measures substantially affecting the execution of the 2024 budget, as well as increase in revenue levels in relation to initial projections.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute, today chaired an emergency cabinet meeting in Yaoundé. The meeting, convened on the instructions of the President of the Republic, was dedicated to the sociopolitical situation in Cameroon, especially as concerns the organization of elections in 2025 and the mandates of elective officials in the country. The members of government also deliberated on an eventual response on the extension of the mandate of municipal councillors. Christian Chiatam reports from the Star Building.
The sociopolitical situation in Cameroon for the coming year will be marked by the end of the mandates of elected officials, namely MPs, regional councillors, municipal councillors, and the President of the Republic. This means, normally, four different elections should be organized in the country in 2025. The emergency cabinet meeting was organized to examine the electoral calendar and put events in perspective. In his opening remarks, the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, said organizing the four elections within the current context of budgetary constraints, both on the national and international scenes, will be an uphill task for Cameroon, given the logistics and funds needed. In the course of the cabinet meeting, which lasted 50 minutes, members of cabinet examined the legal provisions for the extension of the mandates of elected officials as outlined in the constitution and in the electoral code. The Prime Minister of Government, Joseph Diongute, underscored that the extension of mandates of elected officials is previewed in the two documents when the circumstances warrant. The Prime Minister said it is in this spirit that the President of the Republic has consulted competent institutions to initiate the process for prolonging the mandates of municipal councillors and MPs. Concerning the particular case of municipal councillors whose mandates are supposed to end on the 18th of February 2025, Joseph Diongute and members of cabinet, during the emergency meeting, deliberated on the government's response to any solicitation concerning the extension of their mandates. Christian Cheatham, CRTV, The Star Building.
The chairman of the Social Democratic Front, the SDF, has expressed the wish for the organization of a special session of parliament to discuss issues relating to the production of national identity cards in Cameroon. Honorable Joshua Osi was speaking today in Yaoundé during his first press conference since taking over as SDF national chairman. He also frowned at the move to extend the term of office of National Assembly representatives. Albert Njembonde attended the press conference and now reports.
How Joshua Osi sees the life of the nation and the SDF animated his first press conference since his election as chairman of the party. Coming on the sidelines of the ongoing session of parliament, he couldn't miss taking questions on the bill extending the mandate of National Assembly representatives.
It would be a blatant denial of the democratic rights of Cameroonians.
While calling for a special parliamentary session to discuss the national identity card, he also frowned at the cost of the duty stamp of the said document, which he says does not reflect the standard of living of Cameroonians.
One of the first things is to claim back ownership of all our sensitive documentation, be it passports, be it ID cards, be it the birth certificate registry, first of all from those foreign companies, from private hands, and we'll make sure that they are produced free of charge for each and every Cameroonian.
And as if to make a clear difference with some other opposition political party leaders, the SDF chairman reiterated his belief in the power of the ballot box.
People think that you can change the law by burning tires on the street. That's wrong. And guess what? Whenever you take that direction in an uncontrolled manner, you end up with things getting even worse than what you had.
Joshua Osi ended in a note of hope that the SDF is doing everything possible to be in power in 2025.
The four general committees of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie have been examining political, economic, education and social aspects that thwart the development of French-speaking countries. The close to 400 delegates deliberated in separate committee halls on the causes of political instability, dwindling economies and the loss of values. Kima Esther is on special assignment in Montreal, Canada. And now details today's deliberations in the following report.
The opening plenary of the 49th annual session of the Francophonie Parliamentary Assembly was a perfect exhibition of what the nearly 400 delegates from French-speaking parliaments hope for the world. The ideals of democracy, human rights and solidarity were echoed by the Speaker of the Senate, Raymond Garnier. Welcoming the guests and clamoring for equity in the Francophonie space, the other orators were ranged from Honorable Greg Fergus, Speaker of the House of Commons, to Honorable Randy Boissonnault, Minister of Employment, Workforce Development and Official Languages in Canada. It was evident that the main challenge to human existence, which is artificial intelligence, must be adequately addressed. The President of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie, Francis Drouin, who ends his mandate tomorrow, July 9, tasked the delegates present to champion the change which should be mindful of the primordial role played by the youth in development. The exponential growth in artificial intelligence developments across continents, he intimated, ought to be tackled with tact, optimizing the gains and exploring ways to get to grips the drawbacks. At the moment, the delegates are holding an in-camera consultation on what the four regions, notably Africa, Europe, Asia-Pacific, and the America, are proposing on the technology which undoubtedly can change the course of human development. The consensus that, notwithstanding, the Francophone zone must remain steadfast to its values. Esther Kima, Montreal, CRTV.
160 members from different sectors, including service provision, construction, mining, industry, crafts, and trade, are expected to compete for elections at the Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines, and Crafts scheduled for July 23. The outgoing president, Christopher Ken, is one of the candidates, and the electoral campaign starts tomorrow, July 9, across the country. On the eve of the campaign launch, all actors are getting set to ensure a smooth electoral process. Roslyn Foster reports from Douala.
At the Chamber of Commerce, Industries, Mines and Crafts, CECIMA, top on the minds of many is the preparation for the renewal of the structure's plenary assembly. On the eve of the launch of the electoral campaign, all the commissions and sub-working groups are hard at work for a peaceful unfolding of the process. While in Yaoundé, the Electoral Commission is also in action. 160 business leaders active in various fields will be running for the head of this institution. The outgoing president, Christophe Ekeng, also candidate, will have to deal with well-known challengers in the business world, both at the local and international levels. He is candidate for his own succession after four mandates of 4 years at the head of this employer's organization created in 1921, which is 103 years of existence. Also eagerly awaited this July 9 is the verdict of the Electoral Commission on an appeal that was introduced by the service providing sector. Roslyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
At 12 minutes past 7, it is time for the in-depth segment. Higher education freshmen are putting all hands on deck to register success in the various upcoming competitive entrance examinations in fields such as medicine, public works, journalism, and mass communication. In the nation's capital, Yaoundé, preparatory classes have been ongoing for some weeks now to better prepare the candidates to face the exams. Joyce Cliff Tata visited a preparatory class in the Obili neighborhood and paints a picture of what takes place there.
The etiology of COVID-19.
What is COVID-19?
How much?
Over to you.
Coronavirus disease 2019.
Hey, okay, good.
We are in a preparatory class for students preparing to sit the exams into various faculties of medicine in Cameroon. Classes are unfolding in a calm environment with the eyes of learners all glued to the teacher. The students are being schooled on what they need to know before sitting the exams.
I'm Dr. Shu Armstrong Neba. I am the head of the medical department of the Life Preparatory Group. The classes help the students have an idea of how the concours looks like so that they can be able to be more prepared to face the competitive entrance examination.
These classes also help to clarify specific doubts students still have in some subjects.
Why will it change? It moved from 1 million to another, right? So it has been refracted. Also, I said doing refraction.
From Monday to Friday, they are given lessons, and Saturdays are programmed for evaluations.
Fumé Consa Valdez, teaching preparatory classes for ASMAC. It is important to evaluate students regularly because it enables the teacher to know whether or not the students are following up.
These instructors affirm that for years now, students who effectively attend preparatory classes before their competitive exams turn to succeed the most in these exams.
Seasonal group classes are en vogue in the central region to help candidates succeed in competitive entrance examinations. Gaining access into top training institutions demands a lot of concentration and awareness. Maimuna Njoya of CRTV Center visited some preparatory centers and now reports.
The first part was blood. The second part was, what was the second part?
Many schools in the Ngwaekele neighborhood in Yaounde are currently hosting preparatory classes ahead of competitive entrance examinations in some training schools. It has become a yearly objective for university students, advanced level or baccalaureate holders, as well as job seekers in the center region to seek admission into higher schools of training. Going in for classes is always, therefore, the first step taken by many candidates.
The objectives of these preparatory classes is to make the child to know that it is a competitive entrance exam. It's not just like the GC that where the child was just from trying. Because in GC, you can have 12 average you pass. But in an exam or in a concours, we're usually doing a competitive entrance exam. We choose the best student.
And most of these classes follow a particular method.
Methodology here is a competence-based approach. But we also try to inform the participant that 80% is by himself.
Even though some students are pessimistic about succeeding competitive entrance examinations, they still study relentlessly in order to make sure they have the possibility to integrate the socio-professional world. Maimuna Joya, CRTV Center.
Over in the littoral region, many structures have been set up to organize preparatory classes and offer maximum conditions to assure success to their students. The teaching methods differ from one center to the other, though they all have similar objectives. Scholar Maloke spoke to some organizers and put together the following report for the news.
The seduction campaign is in full swing near universities and other places in the economic capital. Promoters of these preparatory centers offer training to help candidates sit for various competitive entrance examinations. While some have physical structures, others don't. Victorian Makuta and Kang Primus Metuge are promoters of two different preparatory classes.
We teach candidates for entrance into EVT, ESSEC, Polytechnic and other in France. We have two sites, one in Bonamoussadi and the other at Ange Raphael.
We don't have any formal structure as of now.
They use various ways to woo candidates. Victorian Makuta explains.
We propose our centers and give the advantages of coming here. Online platforms like Instagram, Facebook and our WhatsApp status. We also have many referrals.
Though it hasn't been all rosy, the promoters are proud of the successes recorded so far.
Last year, we had 246 candidates and 188 succeeded in their examinations.
In the preparatory centers in Douala, courses have already started and candidates hope to experience the joy of passing the competitive entrance examination. Scholar Maloke, CRTV News, Douala.
The guest on the 7 p.m. news is Mr. Esande Charles Fuanyin, coordinator of COVID-19 preparatory group in Yaounde. He exchanges with CRTV's Joyce Cliff Tatam on the importance of attending preparatory classes before sitting any public examination. He has been organizing classes for ENAM, NASLAM, the Police Academy and other exams for close to two decades. Mr. Esande Charles Fuanyin begins by presenting the motivation of giving preparatory or the COVID-19 preparatory group.
The motivation for holding these classes is the desire to help young Cameroonians wishing to sit in for a competitive entrance exam.
Now, can you share with us the content of these preparatory classes? What actually is your modus operandi?
We do implement effective training programs with very competent teachers, and these effective training programs actually allows all the students to be taught accurately the skills and techniques that they need for these exams.
Mr. Charles, there may be a young person out there listening to you who is still bent on not attending any preparatory class but just sitting the exam. What will you tell such a person?
The advice I am going to give to students who do not see the need to attend preparatory classes before sitting for a competitive entrance exam is that it is a very bad idea, because if you don't prepare well for an entrance exam, remember it is a competition, and somebody with a 0.5 already eliminates you. So you need to prepare well for these exams, because it is in these preparatory groups that we give you the techniques on how to interpret questions, on how to approach questions, answer questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Isanden Charles Franny, for talking to the CRTV. We remind our listeners that you are the coordinator of COVNM Preparatory Group in Yaoundé.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television CRTV. We have this press release from the Ministry of Finance. The Minister of Finance reminds all taxpayers in the public and private sectors that in application of the provisions of Law Number 2023/019 of December 19, 2023, enacting the Finance Law of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2024 financial year, certificates of taxes withheld at source and certificates of payment of windscreen licenses are issued exclusively online from the information technology system of the tax administration. To ensure the successful implementation of this reform, which has been in the generalization phase since March 18, 2024, trainings have been progressively provided to taxpayers and the various user manuals regularly published by the tax authorities. Considering the level of dissemination of the reform, the Minister of Finance reminds all withholding taxpayers that the final deadline for filing withholding tax returns via the e-billing platform is July 10, 2024. Above this deadline, it will be impossible to manually file monthly withholding tax returns on the Harmony platform. Similarly, taxpayers who have been subject to withholding will no longer be able to manually offset the deductions on their monthly tax returns. The Minister of Finance therefore informs taxpayers that a help desk accessible via the Directorate General of Taxation website www.mpo.cm and a direct assistance at their competent tax offices are available to ease the fulfillment of this legal obligation. The Minister of Finance counts on the compliance of all. Signed, the Minister of Finance, Paul Motaze. The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development says the development of the rice subsector through the use of improved seeds will boost productivity and step up supplies of locally grown rice in Cameroon. Minister Gabriel Mbairobe was speaking today at the signing ceremony of two memoranda of understanding between IRAD and the Rice Value Chain Development Project. Belinda Shaw reports.
The main objective of the two memoranda of understanding for the Rice Value Chain Development Project is to contribute to rice self-sufficiency, enhance economic growth, and improve household incomes. More specifically, using the value chain development approach, the project should increase rice production and productivity, increase smallholder farmers' income, and reduce poverty and food insecurity. In addition, human, social, and institutional capacity for profitable rice production, processing, and marketing will be enhanced. There are seven scopes within the Rice Value Chain Development Project, which will, among other things, bring about the development of 7,000 hectares of paddy field, improve access to the modern farm and post-harvest equipment, acquire basic seeds and complementary technologies through a partnership with IRAD and foreign donors. Over 200,000 farmers will benefit from the Rice Development Project. An estimated 250,000 jobs will be created, with an average income of small-scale farm producers increasing by 20%. Also, as part of the outcomes of the project, 550 kilometers of farm roads will be rehabilitated, with 58 storage facilities constructed to reduce post-harvest losses. The overall cost of the Islamic Development Bank project stands at a little over 127 billion CFA francs.
In news out of Cameroon, a court in Kenya has awarded 10 million shillings in compensation to the widow of a prominent Pakistani journalist who was shot dead by police at a roadblock nearly 2 years ago. Arshad Sharif was a TV anchor known for his robust criticism of Pakistan's powerful military leaders. The father of five received death threats that he flagged to Pakistan's top judge before fleeing his home country to seek safety abroad. Liberia's President Joseph Boakai has announced that he will slash his salary by 40%. His office said he hoped to set a precedent for responsible governance and demonstrate solidarity with Liberians. Government salaries have been under intense scrutiny recently as Liberians complain about the rising cost of living. President Boakai revealed in February that his annual salary was $13,400 and the cut will bring it down to $8,000. In sports, the Nambudo team of Cameroon are undefeated in five consecutive African Nambudo championships. They won their fifth championship yesterday with 22 medals won, 20 in gold and 2 in silver, in the 12-nation competition that took place at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. Harrison Ashutiku reports.
All the 22 Nambudukas who represented Cameroon at the just-ended African Nambudo Championship in Yaoundé grabbed a medal.
Master Lothian Domo Blackbird, four dan of Nambudo. We won the African Championship difficulties for the simple reason that countries such as Senegal, Chad, Ivory Coast are starting to have athletes in all categories. This was one of the best African Nambudo competitions.
According to the national coach, Celestine Tamelo Simo, they were determined to win only gold medals. With 20 in gold and 2 in silver, the Nambudo team of Cameroon were crowned African champions for the fifth time in a row. Senegal occupied the second position in the 12-nation championship with 11 medals won, 2 gold, 7 silver and 2 bronze. They were followed by Chad with 10 medals, 4 silver and 6 bronze. The next edition of the African Nambudo Championship will take place in Morocco.
To end this news here once again are the main points. The Cameroon government today had an emergency cabinet meeting to examine the sociopolitical situation in the country and an eventual response to the extension of the terms of office of elected officials. Campaigns officially begin tomorrow for the election of 160 people into the Cameroon Chamber of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Crafts come July 23. The phenomenon of the organization of special classes to prepare candidates for different competitive entrance examinations into professional schools has intensified in Yaoundé and other major towns. And out of Cameroon, a court in Kenya has awarded 10 million shillings as compensation to the widow of a Pakistani journalist who was shot and killed by police at a roadblock nearly 2 years ago. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.